Hello, welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
And that for entertainment purposes only host that you're hearing is Ben Noble.
And that introduction host is Brian Dooley.
Ben, how's your week been?
It's been fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
Do the people know that we record these in advance?
They do now, since you gave them a peek inside the kimono.
Okay, well, my week will have been great, I'm sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you do anything fun?
I won big at the Derby, so I'm actually here to tell you that I'm going to be leaving this podcast.
No!
Yeah, I'm wealthy now, so I don't need this anymore.
You don't need that podcast money.
No, I don't.
Oh.
Sorry, Brian.
Really disheartening.
I guess you didn't win big at the big old horse race.
No, I bet on Pet Rock to win everything. I actually bet on him to win the trifecta, which is not a good way to bet on horses.
To bet
on one to win all three.
Positions. Well, Brian, maybe next year you'll be rich, but until then, I guess you'll just be doing this podcast on your own.
So, obviously, you bet on the winner to win.
Yeah.
But did you have any failed bets?
What?
Did you have any failed bets?
No, I just bet on the one race. I put all of my life savings on Big Mare and won.
Well, that's really lucky for you.
Yeah, I thought, well, I'm either going to win a lot of money and quit this podcast, or I'll lose all my money and just be back here.
Did you consult the cards at all?
Yeah, I did.
And did you get the Big Mare card and that's what really sold it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the Big Mare card.
The High Priestess.
Yeah.
I guess that brings us into what we actually do here.
Yeah, on my final episode of the Amateur Tarot Podcast.
Man, this is a really...
Isn't it nice of me to deign to come here after winning huge?
Yeah, I wondered what that little tiara was all about. But now I guess it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, now you know. So, for the last time, you know, there's a lot of different tarot spreads, Brian, and I don't have to read them anymore because I'm rich and probably can just pay somebody else to read them for me.
I'm really happy for you, Ben.
Thanks, Brian. And so some of those spreads are really complex, and we didn't bother to learn them. So we just draw three cards, and they, in the order that we draw them, indicate the recent past, a current action, and the future 100% money-back spiritual gold guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
That's right. You got it.
Brian, are you? Do you have something in your eye?
I just thought of something that just made me so overwhelmingly happy that some tears came to my eyes.
Oh, what was that? I didn't ask you about your week.
Oh, I don't know. Not much happened. I was just thinking about a time when we were recording a podcast and you weren't overwhelmingly rich.
Well, those days are behind me now.
Yeah, congratulations, man. I'm so, so happy for you.
Thanks. I'm glad that you could be so overcome with emotion about your best friend's good fortune.
Yeah. And I guess the next thing we do is tease a card of the week. That's something that's for everybody, not just the person that gets their question
answered.
Well,
I probably don't need it anymore because I'm rich.
Yeah, probably not.
But some people might need it if you haven't won big on the Derby yet.
Yeah, there's always next year, right?
Yeah.
And you could invest all your money in some bad cryptocurrency and then you'll be back, right?
Anything's possible, Brian. Anything's possible.
Oh, that makes me feel a little bit better.
I actually did invest all of this money into spiritual gold.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You found that website, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I guess I won't see you then next week.
I guess not.
Oh, good. I'm very happy for you, Ben. This is great.
Well, should we go to do the part of the show where we answer a question?
Yeah, should we go ahead and jump into Queerance Corner? Oh, hold on. Your tiara's getting a little shifted. There we go.
All right, well, let's go to Queerance Corner.
Let's do it. What deck are we going to use this week, Ben?
Well, Brian, because I'm so fantastically wealthy, I actually went ahead and bought you a birthday present.
Aw, thanks.
I know it was your birthday several months ago, but it took a while for the Kickstarter deck to come through.
You remembered.
I mean, on your birthday, I did purchase this Kickstarter deck, but then it took a while to get here.
I really appreciate it. Do you remember when I had a birthday/Christmas present for you, and it was in my car for a year?
Yeah, I remember that. So
have you gotten a chance to use it yet?
No, because it's been cold.
That's true. And it's cold again today.
Yes, it is.
The day after the Kentucky Derby.
Yes.
Where my best friend Ben won really big and then
invested it all in
made
spiritual
a super
gold.
Smart investment.
Yeah, well.
All right. Well, I'm going to open this box so we can see what deck we have today.
Just for the folks at home, I didn't wrap it. It's just in the post office box that it came in, which I already pre-opened to make sure that everything was good. I didn't open the deck itself because it had a sticker over the top, and I thought you'd know if I opened it.
Well, me getting through that sticker is going to be good radio because I don't have anything sharp here.
Oh, good. That's probably for the best, really. That's a postcard. There's a postcard that comes with it.
A postcard. And the postcard is from Spolia Tarot, which I guess is also... Yes, this is Spolia Edition 1 Tarot. And the postcard has a giant snake, a moon... And a woman that looks like she's telling the snake, shh, 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 shh.
It does look that way.
And now I'll start a frantic search for something sharp on my desk. Oh, scissors.
Those are sharp.
This is almost like an office now.
Hey, Brian, the copier's out of toner.
You don't work here anymore.
Oh.
You can't order me around like you used to. Oh, but you are wearing a tiara.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, I'll get to that right after the show. Okay, well, the first thing I notice about this deck is how large it is.
Also that it's wrapped up in some cellophane of some sort.
Ooh, but the cellophane was easy to get through.
Ooh, that's good. I guess there is a book that comes with this.
Yes.
Man, opening gifts makes for very good radio.
It does.
Ooh, wow, this actually looks like quite a good book.
Oh, nice.
If I may be so.
That's a good size for a book, because it's larger than a regular little white book, but... smaller than like a chapter book.
But the cards have like, you know, it's not just keywords, it's like a little three paragraph story with each one.
Do they also have keywords?
No.
Uh-oh. Well, that makes for no good card of the week cards, but that's good because we're not using them for card of the week.
Nope.
This art should... So am I describing the deck now?
Yeah.
I've never done this before on the air.
Yeah. This is the Spolia Tarot.
This is the Spolia First Edition.
Brian's rubbing his eye to get ready.
My contact flipped around to the brain side of my eye. These look like... It looks like somebody did, like, woodcut illustrations and collage work. And it's full color. And it's very pretty. The decks... the cards don't feel like they're going to be easy to shuffle.
That is true.
Oh, that postcard was of the High Priestess, where she's telling a snake to shh, 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 shh. I really like these.
Well, that is good, because are a gift to you.
I thought the Emperor had a giant phallus on the front of it, but it's just a weird helmet.
It does kind of look like a giant phallus behind him, though.
That's what I thought it was.
Oh, but it's a helmet?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. You're right, it is just a big helmet. Also, something about this deck that it will take you a while to find, because it's probably at the back, is that there's also, astrology symbol cards. I don't know how to use those or what those mean, but they're in here.
I thought that the deck felt thick, but then I thought that it was just for... Yeah, it looks like...
I think there are some extras.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And then some... Extras. Yeah, and then four elements. So there's 16 extra cards in this already bulky deck.
Wow, value.
Yes.
Well, shuffling this ought to be fun.
Yeah, I'm going to let you shuffle them.
Oh, you're going to take all those really good extra cards out?
It's just so we can answer the question more effectively.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they would have gotten Aries and that would have been cool.
But then we have to learn a whole new system.
Or fire.
Well, fire is easy. That's just wands. That's passion. I like this deck a lot. Thank you so much,
sweet.
Ben.
That's good. It was a success.
So I guess now I have
I'm
to
sure
give
I'm sure this
it...
really is really good radio. 10 minutes of us opening a deck and poorly talking about it.
Yeah, I'm not as practiced at it as you are. But
well, what's the star rating, the official star rating?
I will give my first and only star rating to this deck, the Spolia First Edition Tarot. I will give it 4 stars.
Ooh, good rating. 4 stars. Very good.
And now I will let Ben have the honor of shuffling.
All right. Well, I'm so glad you've given me this prestigious honor, as there's absolutely no way I will be able to shuffle this deck. Wow, never mind. Can't do it.
It was kind of mean of me since I have just
much larger
hands. I have larger hands.
Well, you give it a shot, and if that doesn't work, we'll have to do the pile shuffle.
This is like palming two basketballs.
This does not seem to be going well. Was the extra star docked for the shuffling difficulty?
It was for the really thick card stock. I wasn't aware of the shuffling difficulty yet, but I think that has something to do with the card stock.
Yeah, I think so.
It's a beautiful deck. Thank you, Ben, for my birthday present.
You're welcome.
This week's question comes from Sarah. Oh, here's a shocker. Someone named Sarah from St. Louis has a question. I have no way of telling, so I will assume that it is yet another Sarah.
The hive mind that is Sarah.
Part of that hive mind. What percentage of our lols do you think are Sarah's? What percentage of our listener base are Sarah's?
46.
And so do you think that the other 44% are Stevens?
No, the Stevens are 34% and then 10% other.
Other names. Well, we love you all. And we love you all equally.
Hopefully this like gross shuffling sound isn't taking over my mic.
No, it's showing up, but it's not taking over.
All right, well, we're shuffled now.
All right. So Sarah says, my anxiety has been really intense for the past few months. A friend of mine has recently inspired me to start writing micro-poetry as a way to cope, but the poetry is all extremely personal. She's encouraging me to share it on social media, but I'm not sure. So my question for the cards is, should I share what I've been writing?
Is micro-poetry like a micro-brew?
It's a haiku in a micro-brewery.
Oh, okay. So you have to go to a micro-brewery, mm-hmm. and then you write a haiku.
And so it's like, these hops are so sharp. I like the foamy beer taste.
Bad anxiety.
Yep.
Cool.
So we just did it.
We just shared your writing for you.
Not to make light of your anxiety. I am
happy.
I have really bad anxiety a lot of the time, and so I can relate on that level. And if I ever did anything creative, if I ever had an endeavor that struck me in that way, I would wonder if I should share it with the world also.
And yet you come here every week and share this, whatever you call it.
This isn't creative. This is just me trying to maintain a friendship with the one rich person I know.
Well,
it used to be creative, but now it's just me trying to hang on, just trying to ride those coattails.
Yeah. Did I mention that I'm rich now?
Yeah.
That's how I was able to afford such a thick deck that came with 16 extra cards. Couldn't have been cheap.
Quick question. When do you think you're going to check the value of the spiritual gold next?
Oh, I don't know. Probably sometime next week when I'm on my yacht.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Did you put a down payment down on the yacht already?
Oh, I already own it. I paid for it in full, MSRP.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
And yeah, it's actually sitting outside right now, hitched up to my car.
Hitched up to your Hyundai Sonata?
Yes. Well, great. Now they'll be able to find my car.
Also, it's the one driving around St. Louis with a 76-foot yacht behind it.
Yeah, well. All right. So let's answer Sarah's question now.
Okay. So
I'm rich. I don't deal with anxiety.
I'm very, very poor, and I do deal with anxiety. Her anxiety has been intense for the past few months. She has been inspired to write micro-poetry, and that is hard to say. Say it.
Micro-poetry.
It's hard for me to say.
She's been writing micro-poetry. Well, I can see what you said. There's a weird mouthfeel to that. Everybody say that, wherever you are right now. Say micro-poetry. Out loud.
Ha ha, you sounded dumb. But that's okay. We still love you. All you Sarahs and Stevens out there.
And 10% other.
10% other, we still do love you, even though we don't know your names off the tops of our heads. Anyway, the poetry is very personal and probably riddled with anxiety. And should Sarah share this micro poetry with the world? That's the question.
And now we go to the Spoliatero first edition flip.
First card is the Death card.
Oh, that's great.
And the Death card has a skeleton just tromping through some flowers that are dead and alive and some rotten fruit. And he's holding an hourglass and he's got a spear in his hand. And it looks like he has a chicken leg for a hand. and he is stabbing upwards towards a face in the sky that is half classical Greek statue and half skull. How'd I do?
Pretty good. There's a lot going on here. Huh.
Ben, okay, being the expert at describing the cards, I'm just taking my first shot here. So.
Yeah, you did a great job. I think you did great.
Cool. All right, so we've got death. That's something in your past. You've had a chapter has ended.
Maybe that's what's causing the anxiety.
Yeah. And so you got that going on. Let's go ahead and move straight into the present.
Sure. I feel like the show is just like the tarot part of the show is maybe 18 and a half seconds. And then the bullshit part of the show is just growing.
I think that's what people tune in for.
Okay. Flip.
The Six of Swords.
Okay.
This is an unnecessary but not necessarily fun journey.
Well, what does it look like? You have to describe it.
It is pretty traditional imagery. There is a woman in a boat on the sea, and six swords are stabbing straight into the bottom of the boat.
All right. You're right. I see that.
Anything to add?
Normally she's joined by somebody else in the real art, but there's no one else here.
No, but there is a blue sky.
That's good.
So it's daytime.
Okay, so the Six of Swords is some sort of necessary but potentially painful journey. Perhaps that's the poetry.
Yeah, that's... I have a friend that says getting the poison out.
Mm.
So like just saying the bad things.
Okay.
Like giving a name to it. Unlike they do in the Harry Potter books where they won't say the bad thing.
Oh.
But if you give a name to it, then that makes it manageable.
Okay.
And so maybe writing that poetry is painful, but it
gives necessary.
You, yeah, it gives you agency to
exercising
have control over
exercising those demons. Which is kind of weird because like exercising in the way, like getting them out, but also like, I'm just going to take my demons for a walk, wear them out, you know?
Yeah, let's go jog.
Actually, that does kind of work. Because like you take your dog on a walk so that it stops bothering you.
Yeah, and people say that exercise does help clear your mind space.
Yeah, but like people say that you're going to exercise the demon, like you're going to get it out. But I like to think of it as the demon's not going to go away, but you can wear him out for a while. This is good. I just came up with something very good.
All right.
That's what happens when you're rich.
Yeah, rich people come up with all the best ideas.
Yes, they do. All right, final card, the future, and then we'll come back and talk about some stuff some more. Flip.
The Queen of Cups.
Okay.
This has a woman rising from the ocean with a vessel on her head, a jug on her head. There's a ring. It looks like one of those rings that holds poison that's dumping something into the jug, but it's dumping like gold stuff into the jug.
That sounds
so
good. Spiritual gold.
Yeah.
Is that a prediction for me?
Not everything is about you just because you're rich now, Ben.
I don't know.
And then there's also a whale in the background, and I can't tell if the whale is on its belly or on its back. I'm going to pass over to you.
Huh. Huh. No comment.
No comment. Great. That's super helpful. The Queen of Cups. And
that seems good.
So what does the Queen of Cups mean for?
Well, for Sarah or just in general?
For Sarah.
Okay, well, I'm going to take a stab at the Queen of Cups being...
Watch out, Queen!
What?
Because you were taking a stab at her.
Oh! Okay. Okay. We have fun here. So, the Queen of Cups is probably... I'm going to say it's Sarah in this situation. I'm just going to do that. I'm going to make that claim. And the Queen of Cups, cups are about emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Cups are about getting in touch with your feelings. And... So the Queen of Cups is a person who is very in touch with her own emotions and knows how to kind of be in the world and sit with those different emotions and how to manage them, which would kind of get to that. Well, I don't know if Sarah ever says it, but I do get the sense from her question that the poetry is helping her.
Yeah.
And I think that the Queen of Cups, you know, to answer the question of should she share it, I think the Queen of Cups is somebody who... would share it.
You think? Because I'm wondering if the Queen of Cups keeps her own counsel.
Okay, well, then let's scratch what I said and say your thing instead, because I like yours better.
I would like to flip over a clarifier card on this.
Well, okay.
What were you going to say?
I don't know. Now I feel like we just, you know, the illusion is broken.
Wait, why?
Because we're debating. We're just making shit up.
That's what we do all the time. And just because you're rich doesn't mean I don't have to beep out every time you say that word also.
Brian wants a clarifier card now because he just wants to take more cards out of his new deck.
Yeah, I like describing the cards. And I think that we have addressed that the poetry itself is helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And the poetry
of writing it.
Yeah, I think that's a clear picture that we've gotten, but I don't think that we've gotten the answer to whether she should share it.
Okay. Well, flip.
The Ace of Wands. I think that is a clear indicator. The Ace of Wands is one. This is a beautiful card. Yeah, it's a deep red background. There's a torch, and the smoke coming off the fire is like a smoky peacock.
Yeah, I like some of these cards more than others, and this is one that I like a lot.
Yeah, it's a really good one. And Ben, unless you have something else, I think this is a clear indicator that Sarah should be sharing her stuff with the world, because this is the beginning of a passion journey, the beginning of something that will lead to more fulfillment in the future.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is I get the sense from this clarifier card that not only should she share it, but sharing it is going to lead to something else. There's something, there's going to be a positive benefit that comes out of sharing that we can't see right now, but that Sarah's going to feel once she does start sharing it.
Yeah, I'm glad we pulled that clarifier card.
Me too. And I think that passion is going to help kind of reignite her and get her off the intense anxiety path and towards something more productive.
Yeah. But be careful, because once you're not anxious anymore, your poetry is going to start sounding like Nicholas Sparks novels.
Mm.
So you got to ride that fine line between being an artist who's imminently troubled and being an artist who just makes a ton of money. Ben, like, you know how that feels.
I was going to say, that sort of is the dichotomy between you and I, you know?
Yeah. I do art for art's sake, and
I'm just rich.
Just have a yacht sitting out in front of my house.
I mean, Brian, you should have just bet the horses better, you know?
Yeah, I honestly forgot that it was the Derby weekend. I was very busy preparing for Cinco de Mayo.
Oh.
And because, as you know, every year I celebrate Cinco de Mayo by staying in and hanging out with my cats.
Mm.
And so that took a lot of preparation.
Sure.
And I had to make sure that my cats were home, and send out the evites to them, and then I'm waiting and waiting for them to RSVP. And finally, I just had to find them in my house and ask them in person if they were going to be home. They were. Everything worked out fine. Cinco de Mayo was a success. And I should have bet the ponies the next day.
Well, like you said, there's always next year.
There's always next year. And Ben, while I'm so, so sorry to see you go, I'm so happy that you invested everything in spiritual gold.
Well, maybe you can come on my yacht sometime.
Maybe, yeah. And you paid for that full,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So you just get to keep that regardless.
Yes.
Good work.
Yes.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, let's leave this part of the show and go into another part of the show.
Okay. Let's jump out of Queerance Corner.
And what part of the show would you like to go to, Brian?
Oh, I think we should go to a little something called the Card of the Week.
Well, you teased it earlier.
And what deck are we using this week,
Ben? Well, Brian, we're using the 78 Artist One Nautical Deck. Global Art Collaboration by Artists Assembled. 78tarot.cards. Is that a website?
Yes.
.cards is a top-level domain?
And just for short, we call this the 78 Nautical. These people, every year...
A one-of-a-kind collective masterpiece celebrating art and tarot. Okay, now I finished reading.
they collaborate with 78 artists to do one card each for a themed deck. And so I have the decks from all the past years, and I've ordered the one for this year that's going to come out in November. But so depending on
are
how...
Are they all nautical or no?
No, there's a different theme every year. So there's a carnival, there's nautical, there's mythological, and there's astral.
Huh, that's cool.
And one of those, I think that the astral one is the one that I'm getting this year, but it might be the mythological one.
Is it the same 78 artists?
No.
It's different. Who knows that many artists?
I know, right?
I don't even know 78 people. Well, it's very hard to describe this deck because all of the artists are different.
Yeah, because there's all different artwork.
So maybe we'll just describe whatever card we get. But it is nautical themed.
Mm-hmm. Out of the cards that you've kind of been shuffling through, what would you give this deck overall as a rating?
3.
Solid.
A solid 3.
It's a workman's score.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll shuffle it up. And Brian,
this is another large deck.
Oh my God, I can't. While Brian's shuffling, the card of the week is a card that's for everybody. This is something to keep in mind or think about in the week going forward.
Don't mind me.
If you run into some troubles, think about this card and perhaps the answer will be contained within. And if not, perhaps you'll think the answer is contained within because of the power of suggestion.
Speaking of the power of suggestion, I know this is later in the show, but how many of you have gone to your memory palace and rated and reviewed us you checked your email?
Not enough,
but some of you.
Come on, Sarahs and Stevens and 10% others.
Yeah, and this is where we lean really heavily on the Sarahs and Stevens because there's apparently billions of you out there listening to the show. Which is great.
Yeah, you would think if one of the hive mind Sarah started to rate and review, the others would as well, because it would transport through the hive mind.
Yeah.
But such is not the case.
Yeah, neither of us are a Sarah or a Steven, so we really don't know how the hive mind
works.
Operates.
Yeah. All right, well, let's jump into the card of the week here.
Flip. All right. Curiosity.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Curiosity is not a tarot card.
Yeah, but it's a card in this deck, obviously. I mean, that's what you drew. Be curious, I guess. There's a cat on it, not surprisingly.
There is a cat on it. It's a cute little kitty. He's very sad.
Now, I'm looking in here, but there is nothing for curiosity.
There's no number on this. I think this is just a piece of art.
Oh. Well, I thought there was going to be a description in here, but I guess since there's not, we have to be curious this week.
I will include the picture of this card with the card of the week, but we are going to pick a real card of the week.
Okay.
And I will keep drawing until I get a tarot card out of this thing.
Okay.
It's not like the fountain deck where there's one extra card. Or maybe it's like the fountain deck where there's one extra card and we just got the one.
What are the odds?
Okay, so...
Try again. Flip.
This is a real card. Okay. The Fool.
Well, Brian, you can look that up in the deck. So, the Fool here is...
Oh, wait. Do you want to look it up? And we'll just keep this theme of...
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
So, this Fool, I really like this artwork. It's like Final Fantasy VII style artwork. It looks like ink and watercolor, or just watercolor. And a very fae-type woman is walking on some lily pads in between some... big tentacles, and it's not what it sounds like. This isn't what
it's not like that.
It's not like that. They look frightening, but they're not harming her. And there's a dragonfly up top, which I wonder is supposed to be, if that's supposed to be like her little friend.
Well, maybe we'll find out. I also do want to say I did find Curiosity in the book. Curiosity is in the book. There's also, it's called Wild Card Curiosity. There is also a wild card called Whimsy, which we did not pull. But The Fool by Stephanie Puymunlaw. Keywords, beginning a journey, innocence, living for now. Those are like your keywords. Sentences.
I was like, oh, thanks, Ben. But really, you were just making fun of the way that I talk.
The Fool is wonderfully innocent of danger ahead and below. Unburdened, she steps, determined but delicate, across the path of lily pads and weeds that lie before her. Open to the adventures and joy that her journey will bring. Her path becomes more precarious the further she goes, but she is unaware or simply uncaring. The next pad is floating free. But her attention is elsewhere, on the dragonfly before her, a companion, possibly a guide.
Whoa, I really nailed it.
Will she heed his warning? Will the lily pad support her? Tune in next week. It doesn't say the last part.
Oh.
The only way to know is to take a step. This card represents a new beginning with the potential for great personal growth. The knowledge you have gained so far may help you in the future, but it has taken you as far as it can go for now. And that's where we are.
That's where we are. So what's that mean for our LOL's weeks?
It means that you should embrace new opportunities this week. It means that you should go forth with innocence in a beginner's mind and not worry too much about consequences, but take actions.
Yeah, just do it. Do the dang thing. You're the fool this week. Embrace it.
Well, that's the end of the show.
That's that. Let's get out of the card of the week. I want to thank Sarah. I want to thank the Sarah Hive Mind.
Shout out to the Stephen Hive Mind.
A small shout out to the Stephen Hive Mind. And then an even smaller shout out to
the 10% other.
The 10% other Hive Mind.
You can find us, if you want to, at amateurtarot.com.
You can email us, if you want to, at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
You can call us, even, if you want to, at 314-325-6047. Nobody will pick up. It will go straight to voicemail. But you can leave us a question.
And if you call within 10 minutes of us recording this right now, I have a curiosity and a whimsy card that I am willing to part with.
You can tweet at us at Tarot Amateur, and there's also pictures on there of tarot cards.
Mm-hmm. We also have an Instagram at Amateur Tarot.
Well, that's not confusing.
With those same pictures. You can contact Ben on Twitter at Making All This Up.
And you can contact Brian at Zen Iron Man.
And Ben, you want to talk about the Memory Palace now?
Yeah, so when you check your email, when you're in there, when you're in that inbox digging around, responding to emails, starring things, deleting things, archiving things, unsubscribing, marking spam, whatever it is that you do in your inbox, when you're in there, you're going to think about the Amateur Tarot Podcast, and you're going to think that you haven't rated and reviewed us yet, and that you're going to want to do that because it's very helpful. Mark Zuckerberg and the algorithms and all that, Steve Jobs' ghost, they all appreciate it when you rate and review, Russian trolls. So when you're in your email, think about the Amateur Tarot Podcast.
Yeah.
And give us a rating and review, preferably 5 stars, but whatever you feel we've earned.
How many non-5-star reviews do you think we have, Ben?
None.
None, that's right.
I know, because I've looked. And you would think that that's because it's just our friends giving us 5 stars, but I don't know all of these people.
Yeah, we don't know them all. Let's do a review of the week.
Okay.
The review this week comes from Nay Lady.
That's good.
Nay Lady says, fun, 5 stars. I'm so glad I found this podcast. These two are fun to listen to, and I really appreciate their view on tarot cards.
Short, succinct, and to the point. I love it.
Just like us.
Yes.
Aw, poor Nay Lady comes to us actually for tarot card stuff.
Well, that's unfortunate, because that part of the show is ever shrinking. At some point, we'll just not do it.
It'll just be the amateur pod.
All right, Brian, you also have one final announcement to make.
Yeah, we just started a Facebook group, and so you can find us on Facebook, obviously at Amateur Tarot Pod. You can get to the group from that page. There's a button to get to it, and that's where we'll discuss upcoming things. We'll discuss different decks. We'll discuss different things we can do during the show or add to the show to make it more fun for you. And
I hope it's not tarot.
And I'll be in there just bopping around and making friends with you guys. So looking forward to hearing from you in the group on Facebook, and hope to see you there.
And then there's one final thing here on the outline that says, thank you too. And then there's nothing after that. But thank you to Big Mayor for winning me all this money.
Yeah, and thanks to Spiritual Gold for making sure that Ben stays rich forever and he won't be here next week.
All right, well.
Wink.
Go exercise those demons. We'll see you next week.
Bye. We need to pick decks.
I know. I knew that, and I was just waiting to see how long it took you to realize that. And the answer was all the way up until the moment that we needed one.
When we needed decks.